Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. We back!
Before 20 shall
we get the earth world and the juices it out to the
summer. Before 20 shall
you got some phone numbers and you can pull it up in the
Before 20 shall
we get the earth world and the juices it out to the summer.
What up? It's not your boy Ant Live, it's Nelly. And welcome to the D420 Show with your host, Ant Live, our old bitter bastard, Steve Stoner. And all the way from the West Coast, let's not forget, Smoking Joe Rocha. So sit back and get ready, smoke some to the D420 Show.
What up, Blog Talk Radio? It's Thursday night. It's 9 p.m. It's the D420 Show. Let's rock, baby.
What up? It's your boy, Ant Live. Nella P is holding me down. We are possibly waiting for Steve Stoner to arrive and Smoking Joe to call in. I probably should hit these fuckers up, but I've been busy. I'm trying to sleep. My nose is congested and clogged the fuck up. Well, it looks like Steve's not feeling well, so who knows if he's going to call in or not. Let's see what's up. We'll text him and see if he's going to call in. And then let's hit the smoking smokester. I sent these losers their informational texts like they don't fucking know that we got a show tonight. We've been doing this for over 2 years, 3 or 4 years, some bullshit like that. But hey, you got an old man who forgets his own dignity. Of course, you're going to forget the show, right? And you know, Smoking Joe is still running around trying to find himself a spot, so he doesn't get deported. We know what's going on there. So, a lot of shit going on the news. I don't unclog my shit. Hold on. Alright. So, the mainstream media was made a fool again this week because they don't fucking do their jobs. Basically, this week they reported an active shooter. They reported an active shooter at Ohio State U. I wanted Steve to call in. This is his home. I think that's his home school. I'm not sure. And it turned out it wasn't a damn shooter because they, you know, they just so much want to make firearms, owning firearms legally, such a bad looking thing. So the minute one of these cocksucking pieces of shit goes out there with a gun, they want to make everybody else with a gun look like we're fucking animals. But it was a dude with a car, a Honda Civic, and a butcher knife. What kind of bullshit is that? I'm going to float around while I talk to you guys until everybody else calls in, so. So, check this out. There was a, I guess he's a, I wouldn't say, he's not a reporter, he's not a journalist, he's more of a, more, I don't know how you would, he's just another fucking Al Sharpton, race baiting cocksucker, who tweets out, it's a black dude, obviously, he tweets out some bullshit about, oh, in Ohio, a white Ohio State cop shoots a black Somali man suspected of terrorism. As if, like, questioning, like, and they call him a hero. Yeah, nigga. You know what we gotta start doing? Because of all this bullshit, everything is supposed to be racial. We need to start being uncaring about the label of racism. You know, people turn to recoil back in a debate or an argument or even a conversation when someone else yells out that they're racist. You know what I'm saying? Unlike me. You can call me a racist and I'll be like, listen, nigga, I hate every fucking body. If it's a race for who I hate, nigga, it's a damn tie. I'm not a racist. I hate you fucking all. Black, white, spit, light, dark, green, yellow, fuck all you motherfuckers. Until I meet you people and you people prove to me you're a decent person like me, that I don't give a fuck about you. But that's generally with everybody. Why would anybody give a fuck about anybody until you find out that they're worth the fucking sweat? So all this bullshit about, oh, you're a racist. Yo, man, don't be scared. Jump up and be like, yes, nigga, I'm a racist. You got a fucking problem with that? You and any of those thick motherfuckers you're running with don't like it? Any one of those fucking crackers you know don't like it? How about any of those fucking ragheads? How about them sand niggas? How about them motherfucking kikes, wops, and motherfucking Jews? Any of those motherfuckers. If anybody doesn't like it, come step to me. Fuck you. That bullshit about labeling people, nigga, fuck you. And I think, honestly, when someone in the middle of a debate throws out the race card, the shit slapped out of them. Fuck that. Because it ain't nothing but sorry, sad, fucking lazy-ass niggas that want to throw out this race card. Because you want to know something? A nigga who's been struggling all his life working hard to get himself somewhere, that motherfucker doesn't stop to waste 1 second screaming about a race card. That motherfucker's busy trying to get his shit on. It's you lazy motherfuckers who barely speak English because you're so proud that you're dumb are the ones that want to fucking scream out the race card and stop people from making you feel stupid. It's just ridiculous. Still holding for Stoner to hit me back. I don't know if he's going to call in. Smoke is calling in, but he's in the middle of, I guess, massaging somebody's balls during a Cowboy game. So we're going to let him fondle those testes and do what he's got to do. But it just kills me because, you know, this guy decides that he's a young kid, too, 19 years old. Well, he's not young anymore. The motherfucker's gone. But he's 19 years old. He's Muslim, and he feels the weight of the world on him because of the way the media portrays Muslims. Now, the shit is funny to me because the media hasn't said one fucking red thing about Muslims, not them being bad, not them being motherfucking jihadists. Them motherfuckers ain't radical. They not none of that shit when it comes to the fucking media, okay? These motherfuckers handle these niggas with care. I swear to God, they put rubber gloves on before they jack these niggas off. Okay, they handle them with care. But yet, each one of these cocksuckers jumps on a news channel where they can be heard and says, the media portrays us as radical Islam, which makes Islamophobia. You know, fuck all that Islamophobia bullshit. It ain't Islamophobia, you fucking funky motherfuckers. It's respectophobia. You don't respect us, so we should not fucking respect you. If you're gonna walk around the streets talking about fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, then we should just treat you like fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. I can't understand how anybody walks around the world in any country, any state, anywhere, acting like they hate the people that they're walking the fucking around. Then don't be around those motherfuckers. I don't see one motherfucker going to Afghanistan wanting to hang out with you motherfuckers. Somalia wanting to hang out with you motherfuckers. Any American that goes out there is forced to fucking go out there because they're doing a job or they're fucking going, they're peacekeepers or they're doctors and they want to help, which is stupid because fuck them. Why would you want to go out there? You see, this is the one thing. I've always been this way. I could never be a medical person. I could never be a medic in the army or some shit like that. Because you take a Hippocratic oath to protect and save everybody who you come across that may need your help. That means here in our country, that means when we're in Afghanistan, Somalia, anywhere, okay, and we get into a fucking ground battle, those fuckers that we shoot and they crawl around screaming for help, our medical teams pick those motherfuckers up, bring them into our hospitals and operate, waste their time, waste the blood that we brought out there to store and save to use for us to help save those motherfuckers. And what do they do in return to us? What do? They publicly cut a motherfucker's head off or video or set a nigga on fire, do some stupid, whatever the fuck dumb shit they do. And we're supposed to be the bigger people. We're supposed to stand here and be like, yeah, it's all good. You know, we don't treat them bad. And you fuck that. I'm so glad that this nigga Obama's leaving. I swear to God, we should all get on Twitter or Facebook or whatever the fuck before we ban these shits, because we should ban these fucking things, Twitter and Facebook. Fuck those shits. These are outlets for us to express our feelings and for us to communicate with each other, but yet they interrupt on our pages, they interrupt in our fucking conversations, they ban us from fucking posting shit, try to make us look bad, we're making them billions of dollars using these fucking sites. You don't make a damn dollar using that site, but you use that site every fucking day, which that site has posted commercials, banners, all kinds of shit that gets motherfuckers to look at and want to go buy. That site makes money. Fuck, you think Zuckerberg is a millionaire for? He's not a millionaire because he was motherfucking, he stole that shit. He's making money off of all this. And we allow them to dictate what they want us to do when we're the fucking people in charge? I mean, that's stupid. After this fucking bullshit where this goddamn raghead, little junior raghead, let's just say this little nigga was 19 years old. He was living here in America. The motherfucker graduated high school here or college here. No, high school here. He was living the everyday American life. And then they're like, oh, all of a sudden he got radicalized because of all the harsh things talked about on social medias. Are you fucking kidding me? You got to be fucking kidding me, bro. This is the explanation of fucking niggas, bro. This is the explanation of niggas. That's my word. Because a nigga attacks a white man and then be like, yo, but he racially oppresses me. He's been doing shit to my people for 400 years. Because the nigga's stupid. So then this cocksucker turns around after we've brought him into our fucking country, this little cocksucker. Okay? Paid his fucking school, this little cocksucker. And he turns around to thank the country that allowed him into their country, gave him the funds for him to go to school, is obviously paying for him to eat some food, they helped him get a place. There's no such thing as the nigga just came in here and he's living on the fucking streets. This motherfucking little kid came here with his family or whatever, and they had a home and a place to live. You got Americans that are born in this fucking country, born into fucking this country. I mean, as Americans, where their mothers and fathers have been living in this country for years and years. They were born here. Their mothers and fathers were born here. These motherfuckers are born in this country and can be born homeless, motherfucker. And yet we got these cocksuckers from another country coming in here. We're giving them everything in handouts, and we sit back and be like, oh, yeah, but we're a little bit harsh on their religion. Are you fucking kidding me, bro? It can't be that fucking, we can't. The problem is we weaken ourselves by allowing, now I voted for this nigga, I'm not gonna lie, by allowing this nigga into our presidency and letting him run his values instead of forcing him to run with our fucking values. Not allowing him to pick his right-left paradigm, which side he wanted to fucking go with. You know what I'm saying? Which side he assimilates with. No, it was never that. You don't go into a presidency. You don't go into an office of any stature in a fucking country and use your own fucking ideals. You're supposed to reaffirm and strengthen the ideals of your countrymen, people who fucking live here. And this cocksucker just weakened us. Not only is he a cocksucker, because he's a cocksucker, right? He's a piece of shit that talks shit about us to the world. As our leader, he's walking around belittling us. Come on, nigga. We look like fucking clowns behind this motherfucking jigaboo. It's just ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. I had to rant that shit out. How long did that take me? That took me about, what, almost 15 minutes to get out. So anyway, it was a stabbing in Ohio State, which is upsetting to me, because I tell my daughter all the time, I go, listen, you see, now I see a shit like this, and I think even more. I go, this kid ran over motherfuckers. And then when the car crashed, people ran over to the car to see if he was okay. And this cocksucker jumps out and starts slashing, stabbing, and cutting at motherfuckers. So my daughter, I said, you see a motherfucker get into an accident, yo? Throw a rock in his window, nigga. Fuck him. Matter of fact, stone the nigga to death. Find out. Don't even find out what the fuck his problem was. Stone him to death. If he was dying of a heart attack, if he had a fucking seizure behind the steering wheel, fuck it. Stone that nigga to death. Teach him a lesson. Don't have a fucking medical emergency while I'm in the middle of driving, motherfucker. Cocksucker. It's going to get to the point where they go on these news channels, they go on these little fucking entertainment shows, and all these Muslims, all they do is say that, oh, you know, we're getting backlash. Yo, backlash has not really begun. But they are going to get fucking backlash, for real. The everyday stupid idiot citizen is going to start looking at this like, yo, fuck this. I'm not going to live like this. I'm not going to have some fucking raghead walk by me in the streets and give me a cut eye and then go home and be like, ah, they looking at me funny. No, bitch, you just cut your eyes at me, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And I got like maybe 6 ragheads that live in my neighborhood. And I know them, they know me. I make sure that they see my face. I make sure I study their face. You know? I talked to a couple of them. Well, no, the Indians, niggas ain't the ragheads like these ragheads, but I talked to a couple of the Indians, and they're like, you know, why do I have guns? And I'm like, because, fuck it, I don't know you. You don't know me. I don't know the next-door neighbors. They don't know me. I got my guns to protect me and my family for any fucking reasons. You know, that doesn't mean I'm going to run out in the street with my guns and threaten you motherfuckers, because I don't have to do that. But if for any reason you're out here threatening me or mine, you must understand that I won't go down so easily. It won't be a situation where you can come at me or my family with a serrated weapon, a bladed weapon, or a bat. No, you're going to have to come with a bomb or a gun to make sure that you put us the fuck down. And frankly, the way I roll around the street, nigga, you better have that bomb, because the gun ain't going to just help you, nigga. Not the way I roll the streets, nigga. No, I go to work. Nigga, I got 100 or something rounds in my motherfucking bag rocking with my AK-47. Play with me. Play with me. I'm about freedom. Okay? Freedom and love. I love the freedom to fill a motherfucker's ass up with bullets. Okay? Now let's get to some other news here, because I'm over here ranting. Nonsense that's going on. We got all these fucking college students and high school kids out there protesting, acting like they want change in our country. You know, cocksuckers. There is a gentleman, if you go to the Facebook and you look for him, his name is Kyle Reyes, and he is the CEO and the president of a marketing agency. And he has an open video letter to the Hampshire college students. So what happened in Hampshire was these kids began protesting in anger of President-elect Donald Trump, and they feel that the American flag does not represent them anymore, and they called for the school to bring down the damn flag because it doesn't represent their views, tainted by our President-elect. So the Hampshire College decided to pull down the flag and agree with their students until 2,000 fucking veterans rolled up on them bitches, right, to show them what it's really about and back those motherfuckers up and reverse that whole shit, the flag is still flying. Now, after all that, we have this gentleman by the name of Kyle Reyes who puts together a video for these Hampshire college students, millennials, if you call them, that puts this video saying, hey, millennials, how are you? My name is Kyle Reyes, and I've got a business marketing, and this is the way my business looks, and for the workers enjoy this. They have a bar. We have video games to de-stress. We have beanbag chairs to hang out. We got a playroom, a hangout room. We got this, we got that. It's everything that your liberal professors have told you that you are entitled to the minute you leave college when you go to a job. He goes, but to be honest, we're different than every other place. Not every business has this type of service for their employees, this type of way to unwind. And not for nothing, you will never see this at this company because I won't fucking hire you, little monkey asses. You want to be out there burning flags? You want to act like you motherfucking know what you're talking about? You want to act like you can't vote, you have a say in what went down in the election? Well, then you stay just like that. Mr. Eighth place trophy holder, Mr. I need a motherfucking safe space, so safe zone, and give me a trigger warning, cocksucking little faggots. Basically, he stated, fuck all you little bleeding heart, faggot ass snowflakes. And I gotta say, bro, I agree with him. Fuck every one of these little faggot fuckers. First of all, why is an high school student is even turning around to debate what the fucking presidency or who's in the presidency? Nigga, who the fuck is you? You didn't even go out to vote, little cocksucker. I watched this video when they did the protest in New York and all these kids and people were in front of the Trump Tower. That was the night that Trump won. And there was this, I guess there was a two dudes driving in this pickup truck. It was all mudded out. And they were in the middle of the protest. And the cameras got at this pickup truck. The kids in the pickup truck, they were videotaping. And all the kids that ran up on the truck, they were videotaping. And it seemed like one of these little liberal girls runs up on the driver, and she's like, can you tell me what his policies will do to make our country great again? Bitch, really, bitch? You're fucking 16, 17 years old, bitch. Did you go fucking vote, you fucking idiot? If you didn't vote, you don't have a say, you motherfucker. The reason that we protest is because we put forward our effort to fucking make changes. And when we put our foot forward to make those changes, nothing happens, then we have a fucking problem. That's when we go out to protest. But when we sit our fucking piece of shit asses home looking at a faggot video from Miley Cyrus saying how this bitch should be the president because she's to be the first lady of, get the fuck out of here. Your opinion worth is dickless. It's worth shit. Right? You and the rest of these little faggots out there, I watch these kids beat up niggas and beat up men in the street, white men obviously, because little black kids when there's more than 10, these niggas think they're invincible. So they beat up, they pulled out one white dude from a car, they beat the shit out of him, whatever, because he was a Trump voter or whatever. And my nigga, let me tell you, I walk around with my Trump hat proudly. Please come step to me, please, because I'm a stupid fuck nigga. I'm the stupidest motherfucker you've met. I'm so stupid, when I get mad, I don't even remember how to speak English. That's how fucking stupid I am. I can't even put a sentence together. I'm so stupid. When they go, why'd you shoot him? Me, no, no. So why'd you stab him? Me, no, no, too. So why'd you set him on fire? Also, me, no, no. No, no. That nigga got in my face. These videos, and these kids be screaming. And it's not even the kids. It's the adults, too. These liberals, in a conversation, this is MSNBC, CNN, Fox, wherever the fuck people sit down and talk. And when these guys do it on TV, they try to maintain a decorum of respect, right? Even though they're getting talked to or disrespectfully, they try to maintain this decorum of respect. And yet these niggas are still yelling and screaming in these motherfuckers' faces. You know what I'm saying? It just drives me fucking crazy. I'm like, how do you have a conversation with a motherfucker who want to scream at you? For that, then just fucking fight. Smoke, smoke!
Yo, yo!
What up, my brother?
What's happening, man? Sending some smoke signals, North Cali style.
Yeah, yeah. You enjoying that Cowboy game?
Yeah, right now I am. They're up 7-3.
Well, Steve was going to call him, but I guess he felt, you know, he might have got himself a bad pube stuck in his throat or something. So,
uh-oh.
We can talk some weed. We can talk. Hey, Menbo don't put a video, a high growth video, but they just started up on YouTube, didn't they?
What's that now?
The Menbo Dope Boys, they just put up a video on how to grow bud, right? Is that what the video was?
Yeah, man. Go down to www.mendodopemusic.com. Pre-order the DVD, How to Grow Mendo Dope. And I think it's like a three-disc. It's going to be a three-disc DVD from start to finish. And, yeah, dude. They're doing it big.
I'm going to order this DVD in the next week coming. My next paycheck is going to order the DVD. And I'm actually going to call you up when I do it because I want them to send me, you know, a personalized order.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
All right.
I'm going to pay for mine and all that because I want to support the cause. You feel what I'm saying? I don't want no discount or nothing because y'all my niggas. But I just want to make sure that I want to get the disc personalized for me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, most definitely.
Because when the cops break my house, I want them to see the How to Grow Disc manual and they say, yo, Aunt Live, this is for you. That way I can't hide it in court.
Take it. I haven't seen those guys in a few months. They've been busy doing their thing, and I've been busy doing my thing. But the Emerald Cup's coming around the corner. We've got to link up. So.
Beautiful.
You know, what's bad about it, they only live down the street, you know?
Yeah, you know what it is when y'all niggas be busy dogs, you know what I'm saying? Y'all walk the same street at different times of the day. You feel what I'm saying?
That is true. I think I talk to you guys more than I talk to them. They only live down the street.
I talk to y'all more than I talk to people in my house, bro.
That's the ticket, baby.
Look at the penny. Penny's in the bag. Hey, man, hallelujah, and Allah, you Akbar. Akbar. Oh, man. So I was talking a little bit about that Ohio State shooter. The stabbing guy, the dude that ran a couple people over and then jumped out of the car and started stabbing people. Now, I blame that little white boy from California, the producer's son. Remember him 2 years ago, 3 years ago? The little boy who couldn't get pussy, my man.
Right.
But he was all mad that nobody wanted to give him pussy, so he ran people over, he stabbed people, he beat people with some bats, he shot a couple people. The nigga went crazy. Little white boy with the black hair, he had the YouTube video all over the place. Talking about, why you don't want me? I'm beautiful, I'm handsome, why you can't have me? Why you don't want me? That's why nobody wants you, little whining faggot. I blame him because he set the precedence, put together the Grand Theft Auto idea. He ran people over, stabbed motherfuckers, beat niggas, choked them. He did all kinds of shit. And then this Somali motherfucker was like, that looked like a good idea. And then wanted to try that shit himself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, it seems like it's going to get to the point where these motherfuckers... Because it's mostly younger guys. I don't get it. These kids, they must have this video game mentality or projection in their brains. You know what I'm saying? Because these motherfuckers, I haven't seen some niggas like this before. You know what? And I was born and raised in the Bronx. And the niggas I grew up with, I've watched niggas slice niggas' faces. I mean, hold them up against the wall, slice their face, hold them there, still be talking to this motherfucker, give them two in the ribs, and then push the nigga off to go walking. I mean, I've seen some shit. But these little motherfuckers, they feel like they got a cause. I mean, I don't know what it is, bro. It's got to be all the nonsense that people are talking about on all the YouTubes and all the news, all these podcasts. I mean, and these motherfuckers, I gotta liken it to me and my gun fetish now. I mean, I started watching videos and I started looking at all these things and guns started appealing to me. Not in the way of, oh my God, I gotta get a gun to protect myself, but in the way that I saw, you know, three gun events and shooting this and range, targeting ranges and shit like that. That, to me, I found it to be fun, so I dug deeper into this shit. So yeah, YouTube and videos got me all into this shit. I gotta liken it to these motherfuckers out here trying to kill people. Cause YouTube and these news channels, they gotta be doing the same thing to them for violence that it's doing to me for collecting or owning guns. You know what I'm saying? It's gotta be, bro. It's gotta be. I mean, maybe because my brain ain't wired to feel this fear and rage to go out to hurt people. Maybe my brain is just wired into, because I'm a motherfucking collector or hoarder. If I would have been lucid when I was fucking 7 years old, when I had my first pair of underoos, nigga, I would have still had those underoos unopened, hanging in my bedroom. You feel what I'm saying? I would have had all my fucking Planet of the Apes action figures. I'd have had all those.
Right.
I still got some, but I would have had all my motherfucking Justice League action figures. I'd have had all of them. I used to have all kinds of shit. And if I would have had it now unopened, it would have been worth thousands and thousands of dollars. You know what I'm saying? That's where I get this thing about. That's the one, man. But I just don't get it. What is it you get out of feeling if I go out and see this was his whole shit. I went out to attack these people because of the way they are, the way they feel about Muslims. That doesn't help the way people feel about Muslims. If anything, that makes a motherfucker dislike them even more. Because after you see all the shit you do for someone and coming to this country to help them out as a person, then they turn around and harm people. Like, that don't make no fucking sense. We gotta stop all this bullshit, bro. We gotta stop all this nonsense about, hey, let's coexist. Fuck that. Fuck coexist. You coexist with the motherfuckers who are similar in thinking the way you are. Coexist with a motherfucker who hates you and is waiting for you to turn your back to kill you. You don't coexist with them because they won't coexist with you. All this stupid shit. I don't know how long it's been since the president shit was fucking done. It was maybe 2 or 3 weeks. And these motherfuckers are still on this shit. We got this lady Jill Stein trying to do a recount. Now, this bitch is such a fucking thief. She put up a website to get people to donate money. She said she needed $2 million. $2 million-something to get this shit rolling. When she met the mark of $2 million, she hyped it up to $4 million. Okay? They hiked it up to $4 million. They got the $4 million. She hiked it up to $6 million. Okay? Then, in certain states is where she wants to go to fight, she wants to do a recount. Pennsylvania, a couple other places, she wants to do a recount. But the dumb bitch didn't even go to file the papers to request a recount. Okay? So, she gets these millions of dollars donated to her. And in the fine print on the computer, on the website, it says, if nothing comes to it, nothing comes of all this, she keeps the money. So basically, she didn't go file the fucking paperwork. Her intentions
are just to keep all the fucking money.
Come on, what niggas can't be that stupid, bro?
Fucking Trump in it. She found a loophole.
So, motherfuckers is just
ridiculous. Well, that's what it did today. I was talking to my mother about shit, you know, we're telling her that, you know, people just need to quit being a crybaby, quit being whining and just fucking just do what you need to do. You know?
I mean, that's the way the world
is. We all know the government's fucked up. We already know, you know, money, power. We already know this shit, you know? We just need to just stand up and just just say enough is enough. You know, this like perfect example of the water protectors right now. You know, they just said enough is enough. They ain't doing shit, you know, boom. You know, you got to hurt them where the money's at. Take your fucking money out of Wells Fargo. Take your money out of Chase. Take your money out of where all these money people are doing with the... You got to hurt these guys, you know. These guys who can't get that shit done by a certain time, they have to renege. And, you know, that's a lot of money, you know. The same with it, you know. Quit sniveling. Just fucking do it, you know. Abandon this. Crying about the fucking rebel flag. Crying about gay marriages. Crying about, oh, he hurt my feelings. Slow the fuck up.
Yep. You know, the funniest shit is that as a people, we don't want to affect change that is going to inconvenience us to do it. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If all I gotta do is run out in the street and throw some rocks in some windows of businesses of the owners that I wish I owned and I hate, I have animosity towards, then that's easy. That's simple. I can go do that. I fucking have animosity towards these people, so I want to go out there and destroy their shit to make my point. But mm-hmm. if I have to take my money out of the bank and then hold my own money, which would mean that I don't use a debit card anymore, which would mean that I'm not using their credit card anymore, which would mean I have to stash my money in the house, which would mean I would have to use cash. See, these are things, little slight inconveniences that we have made inconveniences because we used to use cash every fucking day before, and it wasn't a fucking problem. The mattress.
Yes, baby.
You feel what I'm saying? But now, all of a sudden, that's become inconvenient. And the reason why that has become inconvenient is because all these places want cards. They don't want cash. Places don't want cash no more. Not right. only the places don't want cash. Online, you can't purchase shit with cash. Unless you go to a check cashing place and you buy yourself a prepaid card and you put the money in that card, whoever is manufacturing or putting together that prepaid system is going to make money. So even if you pull your money out of the bank, if the bank system has these prepaid cards in their shit, they're going to make money regardless. So it makes it harder for us to step back and be like, yo, let's fight them with our money because we're so comfortable with our convenience. We're so comfortable. We won't let ourselves be made to be uncomfortable anymore. You see what I'm saying? And that shit fucks everything up, bro. Because you see these little kids that are out there in the street protesting. First of all, these little cocksuckers, they don't got jobs.
They're right there on campus. Right there on campus. You need a credit card for loans. Boom.
Yeah.
they're right there. We'll give it to you. Fuck it. We already know you're going to fuck it up.
I'm registered for school. I'm ready to go. They're like, oh, you registered? Good. Come over here. Come to this desk. We'll talk to you about your bank. Talk to you about this credit card you could use. You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole system. The whole system's got us running around in circles like hamsters on a wheel. You know what I'm saying? But the problem is, when the parents of these children, and I'm talking about all you motherfuckers, those 19-year-old boys, 18-year-old boys, 20, them niggas still got parents. Don't tell me that they don't got parents. Those motherfuckers should be stepping in and telling their children, this isn't the way you need to be out there. First of all, you don't represent me going out there like that. My child represents me. Now, why my child represents me? Because her little ass has my fucking blood in her. So people look at her and they go, that's Aunt Liz's kid. That means when you fucking walk around, you walk around with this air of respect. You command it, you demand it, and you will get it. You know what I'm saying? That way, you can give it freely with no problem.
That's right. I walk around
because
I'm Aunt
Liv's
girl.
You know what I'm saying? Get it fucked up. Steve Stoner walks around like that too. Whenever we go to the hood, he'd be like, "Yo, fuck that. I'm Aunt Liv's homeboy. I'm Mr. Wise nigger. I'm Mr. Wise nigger. His number one nigger. You're not gonna just rob me. I'm his nigger. You know what I'm saying? But it's just ridiculous how we seem to sit back and let our kids. I won't. It's funny. You look at my family, and you grab any one of my nephews, okay, or my child, grab any one of my kids. They're not going to do something where I'm going to turn around and be like, I'm ashamed it happened. I'm so sorry. Because that's not the way they were fucking raised. If they find themselves in a situation where they have to harm somebody, it's because that person was going to physically harm them. It wasn't that they were just upset and decided to go out there and harm somebody. And never, ever have any of the kids in my family, because of the way we raised our children, have ever been caught shoplifting, stealing, because fuck that. If you ain't can't afford it, nigga, you don't really need it now. That's just the bottom line. You'll get it, but right now, if you got to steal it, it's not worth it. You know what I'm saying? It'll last longer when we put the sweat and fucking back work into it to own it. If you just steal it, it'll be lost quicker. It's not a problem. Just like when I was younger. When I was younger, I was a fucking piece of shit. I'd be out there selling drugs, acting like a gangster, hurting people and doing all this. I didn't give a fuck. But nigga, at the end of the day, what was I really doing? What was I doing? I got some money, but what the fuck did that do? There was no stability in that. I got money every single time. I lost shit every night. It wasn't a big deal because I was going to make money. That money meant nothing to me because it wasn't earned money. You see what I'm saying? Money now. You come try to take my money now. Nigga, I sweat my ass off for my money. Nigga, you're going to catch a bullet in the ass. Right? And Full Metal Jacket is going through you and hitting whoever's behind you. Because I can't afford to waste more than fucking $7 on killing your monkey ass.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's ridiculous.
I'm going to be young, yeah. One shot,
a lot of our problems in this country, honestly, is due to our fucking judicial system. Yo, when I was selling drugs and doing shit, you know why? I didn't give a fuck because I knew if I got arrested, I got caught up, I could try to cop a plea. Copping a plea and getting 4 or 3 years for something that's worth 6 to 10 is a fucking deal. Which I'll go into prison smiling, laughing. Like, I just do the system. But the system is doing this for everybody. So how the fuck do you expect people to change? How? It won't happen. You're not going to affect change when you're being so fucking coddling to criminals. You want to know why? Because he showed restraint. How did he show restraint? Because after he shot this nigga, he didn't walk up on the nigga and piss in the nigga's face. He didn't walk up on the nigga and start cutting the nigga's limbs off. He didn't walk up on the nigga and set the nigga on fire. Right? Which should become a requisite now when somebody goes out to harm people. We should mutilate their bodies. We should not allow their families to bury them properly. If they're Muslim, we should behead them. We should take their hands off, take their feet off, and then fucking burn the head, toss the fucking hands and feet, and just hang the body. I mean, you really want to start making a statement. These motherfuckers is running around trying to cut people's head off with fucking flip knives, okay? These niggas is running out with machetes acting like they're in the motherfucking Middle Ages, the Dark Ages. You know what? Start treating them the way they want to treat us. Maybe that shit will stop, okay? When you go looking at the news in all these fucking countries, all you see is niggas lined up, being beheaded, being killed, being shot, being put down. Start doing that shit to those motherfuckers here. See how that shit changes. All this bullshit about, oh, yeah, they're becoming radicalized. Yeah, because they see that they're not having anything. There's no repercussions. If the motherfucker is going out to kill, he's expecting to die. He wants to be a martyr. It's his dream for someone to remember. Don't give no background story to his fucking reasons of doing shit. That's what the news does. The news gives out his name, gives out how long he's been here, everything he's done, his accomplishments. Why they feel he could have become radicalized? Who gives a fuck? When you walk into your home and you see your family murdered, fucking bits and pieces of your kids and your fucking wife and husband on the fucking floor, do you want to know what the motherfucker's motive was? Or do you want that motherfucker to suffer the same fucking way? It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. And we got to stop this bullshit. Oh, we're better than that. Fuck you. Fuck you. I am better than that, bitch. He shot 5 people. I'll behead 10 of those motherfuckers. Right? They killed some children. You know what? We burn pregnant bitches. Fuck that. That's what the fuck you do. You sit out on the street. That's the fucking way it is. You want to turn around and say, oh, these gangbangers are animals. No. That's not the way it is. The game is animalistic. niggas are heathens in the game. Because you have to think of the worst thing you can do to somebody or to their family member to make that person that is your rival completely obsolete. Either you kill him or you motherfucking wreck him so bad he never wants to confront you again. You think that when motherfuckers kidnap bitches and they torture them and all that, they're doing that because they just want to prove they're badasses? Or they're doing it to make a statement to their motherfucking enemies? It's just the way it fucking is. Got people talking about, oh, Trump. Trump is in favor of waterboarding. So what? The fuck is that? That hasn't killed nobody. They don't waterboard a motherfucker until he dies. They should. In fucking Guantanamo, they had these niggas butt naked and piled them up on top of each other like a bunch of fags. Oh, that's just demeaning. Yeah, exactly. If you're going to go around hating the religion of Christianity, do unto others as you will have others do unto you. So if your intention is to do unto me nothing but horrible terrors, motherfucker, my God has deemed it fit that you receive those horrible terrors. You see what I'm saying? And I should not feel in any way remorseful for doing it. I'm telling you, man, motherfuckers better stop this bullshit because it's going to get really to a boiling point, man. You know, they're like, oh, there's millions of Muslims. So what? Those niggas are out of the country. You know what I'm saying? There's millions of Muslims here. That's cool. But you know what? Look at the Muslims in upstate New York. These motherfuckers, they got ICE. They have a I don't know. It's not a state. I guess it's an estate. I guess it's land and shit. And they named the shit Islamabad or some shit like that, right? It's their own little land. They have a lot of land and acres of land. They have a community. They train each other with weapons and all kinds of shit. They're arming up right now because they're like the Trump regime. When they come in, they're going to be coming after them. So they're going to arm up to protect themselves. The news ran this story as if these motherfuckers have the right to arm up to protect themselves. Most of these motherfuckers are illegal refugees. Okay, that means they're illegal aliens. They don't belong in our country. They're not here legally. Okay? These motherfuckers is arming up because they want to make sure that Trump don't send no ATF or anybody over there, Homeland Security or immigration there, because they'll go to fucking war. How the fuck do you have a group of people that don't even belong in this country threaten our fucking government and police fucking law and our laws? They threaten our laws. And we don't do shit. But yet, we have motherfuckers in Waco, Texas, that want to have their own land. They want to make their own little country there. They want to have their own shit. They don't want to be a part of the government. They haven't gone out to kill no fucking body. But yet, I think it was Janet Reno or whoever the fuck it was, bitches sent these motherfuckers down there to set these niggas on fire when they had a standoff. Set these niggas on fire. Women, children, men, all that shit. Kill these motherfuckers. These are all Americans. No problem. That's Waco, Texas. But I bet if we did it to these fucking Muslims, all of a sudden that would be the most tragic shit here in America. You know, this is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You got those Indians defending their pipeline, the waterways, their water. We don't have nobody out there standing with them to defend them. What I mean by that is we don't have any of those, militia groups. None. Why? Because these niggas is Indians. Okay? They'd have been a bunch of crackers, then those militia groups would have came out there. But they're not even out there. So you got all these Indians, and you got a couple people going out there to support them, you know, videotape everything they're doing or whatever, to kind of grab, you know. And these motherfuckers is getting maced. They're getting dogs sent on them. They're getting hosed. They're getting all this shit from these fucking BLM management motherfuckers. And that private security of these companies that have, you know, done the business deal for this land. And nobody fucking knows this shit. Nobody knows these niggas is getting fucking attacked daily for being out there protesting peacefully. It's fucking ridiculous. The Obama administration came in and completely fucking confused our whole shit. Them niggas put cotton balls
in our ears and put fucking alcohol in our eyes because we don't see what's going on. Wait till this motherfucker is completely out. And I pray, like I said, I hope we all get on social medias and we practice our chant. Good, you know, are you doing, you know, when you're at the fucking the football games and everybody's chanting, Tiger, no more, goodbye. I say goodbye to this nigga. No, we don't want to hear your fucking words. We don't want to hear what you, we don't even want you to fucking wave to us goodbye. You cocksucker, get the fuck out. Matter of fact, leave the White House like a nigga who snuck in to steal something and just get the fuck out. At all. And whatever you got in your hands, you can keep it, nigga. We don't give a fuck. Just get the fuck out.
Get out.
Take that man, Michelle, with you. I love it when I see black people on Facebook. Talk about how beautiful Michelle Obama is. The bitch is the ugliest fucking raisin from the fucking commercial of, remember the Diana Ross and the raisins, or the M&M raisins, all that shit. The dried raisins and shit that did the commercial. She looks like one of those ugly fucks. The bitch looks like a half a man. Okay? And in some of those fucking shit, the bitch looks like Zira from Planet of the Apes. This is an ugly bitch. And when fucking black people talk about how elegant she is, shut the fuck up. You idiots don't know these fuckers personally. You don't know what these motherfuckers do personally. They allow you to see on the fucking news, you stupid assholes. That bitch don't like you monkey fucking niggas. Neither does that motherfucker. They don't consider themselves black, bruh. They think they are dark-skinned elite. Alright? They don't consider themselves black. But yet you niggas turn around and act like they're yours. Those niggas is our peoples. No, they're not your peoples, nigga. They don't give a fuck about you, you stupid-ass motherfucker. Motherfucker, this nigga had 8 years in the office. We had 6 years. We had total control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency. What effect did he do for any fucking nigga in the world? Tell me. In America, fuck that. What effect? What benefit did you get, nigga? Tell me. Some nigga call in and tell me. None. But yeah, you motherfuckers want to go out there and act like you're battling for these motherfuckers. It's a bunch of bullshit. They don't protect our rights. They don't protect us. They don't even help us. Taxes, you don't see that shit on your check because it's so fucking minute. It doesn't affect your check, you dumbass. When they raise taxes, it really doesn't affect your check either. It just affects your items that you're buying because the taxes are raised. Because the store owner is going to raise the taxes on the milk, chips, the bread, or whatever. He's going to put the money on that. We don't get a benefit. To go out there and act like we want to fight for this, for lefties or righties, that's all stupid. We're supposed to fight for each other, our neighbors, our family members. That's the only people we fight for. The government, them niggas, we're not supposed to fight for them. They're supposed to fight for us. And they don't do that job. They don't do that job at all. What else we got going on? What else we got going on? I wrote down most of all my news already. Oh, I said that we need to start watching. Did you hear about the show with Rosie O'Donnell?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's hating on her now. You know, everybody loved her because they were backing her because of the way Trump talked about her. You know what I'm saying? But the bitch turned around and said, "Yo, look at Trump's son on the day that he was elected, that he won the president race. So look at her son. He looks like a fucking mongoloid. He looks like he's retarded. The nigga." She says the nigga look like he's retarded. He got some issues. Everybody got a temper. They're like, oh, you know, that little kid ain't got nothing to do with it. You know, leave him out of it or whatever. So now she's trying to backpedal and shit. But I'm like, yo, why would you expect a dyke bitch to give a fuck about a young kid, a young boy? This dyke bitch hates children. Why the fuck do you think she puts her pussy up to the tongue of another dyke bitch? If she cared about children, she'd try to have one. She knows that she's a piece of shit. So she doesn't want to duplicate her fucking piece of shit fucking genes. Stop that bullshit. You know you don't give a fuck about children. If not, you would be trying to have them. Okay? Not adopt them to touch them. I may not mean that for all fags and dykes, but the good majority of you are pieces of shit. So fuck you all. It's for the dudes I know. The fact I know, you guys, you take it easy. Don't be mad at me, bro. Nah, I'm just saying, that's just stupid shit. When you out there fighting because you want people to respect, fuck you. Do your own thing. I don't go out there fighting, talking about respect that I'm fucking petty. That's my private business. None of your fucking business. You don't have any say in it for you to respect it or not respect it. And that's the same thing with all this fucking bullshit with fags and dykes and all that. Nigga, I don't give a fuck what you stick up your ass, you fucking faggot. Just as long as you don't put that shit on my dinner table and you don't come to me to shake my fucking hands. I don't give a fuck what you put up your ass. And bitch, I don't give a fuck who's got licking your swat. Doesn't make a fucking difference to me. That doesn't make you any better or any less of a person. What makes you a better or less of a person is the character in which you have. The way you carry yourself and the way you talk to other people outside of your fucking comfort zone, the people that outside of your family and friends, the bottom line. All right, we're down to the last minute. Damn, I ranted this whole fucking shit. I let Smokey say 7 words. Thank you, Smokey, for saying those 7 words.
Boom, 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 boom.
But you know you're my nigga. You know you're my nigga. But listen. Me and you, we need to do a GoFundMe. Straight up. We need to recount the recap. Okay? And this is going to be the recap. My doctor told me I had 400 hairs on my asshole. I want people to recount. I want to know I have 400 hairs around my asshole. So I want to put together a GoFundMe for the recount on the recount.
All right? That's the ticket.
Cock suckers. All right, Smokey, let's get up out of here. Why don't you lead us?
Boom, boom, boom. I got to give a big shout-out to the Emerald Cup kicking down one pass to the Emerald Cup. So coming up December 10th and 11th.
Nice.
And catch you out next week on the D420 show. Big ass to Penny. Big ass to At Live. OPP. Hope you're having fun, whatever you're doing. And let's see here. Catch you out tomorrow morning. www.kmed.org. 9 a.m. to high noon. And Saturday night, 9 p.m. midnight. And keep sending them signals. Happy harvest to everybody. Keep it trimming. Smoke them if you got them. To all the dabbers out there. So, big up. And there you go. If you haven't tried marijuana for your illness, maybe you should try it.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we're going to have some people starting to learn a lot about marijuana in the next coming years, right? Now that we legalize it for medical purposes, we can the one thing, though, that needs to be done before we leave, we need to really make the effort to get the ATF to reschedule it, because that allows the studying of the fucking cannabinoids and the fucking marijuana, the hemp and all that, but, I mean, for real studying, okay? We need to reschedule that shit. All this bullshit of, oh, we're going to legalize it for medical use, oh, we're going to legalize it for recreation use, that's by the state level. The government still comes in and fucks us over. We need to have them reschedule that shit. We need to really put forth the foot to stop that shit.
We want to recount.
You know, we want to recount on that fucking reschedule. The sad shit about it is they don't want to vote on that. They arbitrarily decide that shit themselves.
Fuckers.
You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, no, we're not going to do it. That's bullshit. So we need to work on that.
Yeah.
All right. I want to thank you. I want to thank you.
On Prop 4.
Huh? Say that again?
I said, yeah, we want to recount on Prop 64.
Yeah, we want to recount on that shit, too. But you know what? The thing now is, and it's sad, because, all right, we lost the battle, but now we got to turn around and continue another battle. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, you guys got to contact your legislators. I mean, even though, you know, you guys like to be quiet, you don't want to be in the front lines. When you email or write a letter to these guys, believe me, it fucking affects them. They don't want to go into work and have a stack of letters or a stack of emails. They don't want that shit. They just want to go to work to fucking drink their drinks at their desk, play with their dicks, take deep pics and fucking email them to little girls. That's all they want to do. But when we send them letters and emails, it upsets them. We continue to do this shit, then they got no choice but to try to stop it by fucking up complying with what we want. So you guys got to send those letters out. You guys got to be about that shit, you know what I'm saying? As much as the Mendel Dope does videos and songs, they should be harassing one of their fucking local legislators, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just the way it is. You guys got to collect it. You guys should all come together and pick one legislator that you guys want to viciously and voraciously attack and just make a bit of a difference. You know what I'm saying? If everybody who went to the Emerald Cup was to fucking send a letter to their local legislators, these guys would start to, that would start to affect change. You feel what I'm saying? So we really got to start thinking about that. I'm talking about everybody in every level. We got to, fuck, I send letters to my dude, Marco Rubio. That nigga, he writes me back. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not bothering him, which is upsetting me. I'm not stop sending letters. I'm worried the nigga's going to send me a dick pic, so I'm going to stop sending him emails. Just send him some regular letters. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you gotta harass these niggas. It's the only thing that we can do. So I want to thank my nigga Smoker Joe for jumping on with me. You know what I'm saying? Get back to that Cowboy game, brother, and enjoy it. Have a good day. Steve Stone is with his soon-to-be annulled wife. His the bane of his existence. And now he's sick. So we'll catch him next week if possible. Steve Stone found a new job, so we'll talk about that. And it's your boy Aunt Live. I want to thank Nellipe. She didn't really join us, but she was there in spirit. And I want to thank everybody for listening and watching. And my man, Smoker Joe, make sure you check him out tomorrow night. All right? KMEC radio.org, right?
Boom.
Make sure you check him out. Make sure you go onto the YouTube. Even if you go to my page, go look for that Mendel Dope video. How to grow Mendel Dope. You feel what I'm saying? Because I swear I'm about to live it. Because I'm supporting it.
.com.
When I get my video, I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to post it up on the YouTube, post it up on our Facebook or whatever. Because I want motherfuckers to support that shit. Because, yo, really. Learn how to grow some Mendo fucking dope, nigga. Man, you grow some good dope, you can get in the game, nigga. You heard? So, let's get the fuck out of here. It's your boy, Ant Live, Smoking Joe. Steve Stone is on motherfucking layaway. Nellipe's broke the fuck out on me. And we're going to fuck out of here. We'll catch you next week. Peace!
The D420 Show is sponsored in part by Wine V Incorporated, clothing line and barbershops. Fueled by Ant Live Comedy. Powered and directed by Ant Live Comedy. Humor added by Ant Live Comedy. We'd like to thank all our friends and our fans all across the world who's been listening to us on the blogtalkradio.com/It's the D420 Show. Also watching us up on youtube.com/The D420 Show. Thanks, y'all. Bud, peace, and happy. Once again, thanks for listening to the D420 Show.
We all rooted pressure. Wanna try it yourself, you'll feel better.
Been a long, 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 long time with me, yeah. And I think we medication prescribed by God for this earth. Observe, it heals the pain with these strains. Mixed in my soil and growing high grade. Organic, no pill cause they killing me. Originals, Mando, humble, trinity, outlaws. Living outside the law. Doing it for the patient, I stand, won't fall.
Grace to trinity, my first granddaughter. Original granddaddy, strain is much darker. Many try to replicate the market that they devastate. My country, weak country, don't tolerate a new faith. It's family and we protect it with all faith. This is where I'd rather be instead of pill popping all day. Liver just rotting away. Veganic, ahead of the game and always. We're weed country renegade.
Been a long, 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 long.